Muhammad, Disc 2.
Muhammad was also seeking a new solution. For some years, accompanied by Khadija, he had made an annual retreat on Mount Hira during the month of Ramadan, distributing alms to the poor who visited him in his mountain cave and performing devotions. We know very little about these practices, which were believed by some of the sources to have been inaugurated by Muhammad's grandfather. They seem to have combined social concern with rituals that may have included deep prostrations before Allah and intensive circumambulation of the Kaaba. At this time, Muhammad had also started to have numinous dreams, radiant with hope and promise, that burst upon him like the dawn of the morning, a phrase that in Arabic expresses the sudden transformation of the world when the sun breaks through the darkness in these eastern lands where there is no twilight. It was while he was making his annual retreat on Mount Hira in about the year 610 that he experienced the astonishing and dramatic attack. The words that were squeezed as if from the depths of his being went to the root of the problem in Mecca. Recite in the name of your Lord who created, from an embryo created the human. Recite, your Lord is all-giving, who taught by the pen, taught the human what he did not know before. The human being is a tyrant. He thinks his possessions make him secure. To your Lord is the return of everything. This verse was an extension of the Quraysh's belief that Allah had created each one of them. It identified the proud self-sufficiency of the tribal ideal as a delusion, because humans are entirely dependent upon God. Finally, Allah insisted that he was not a distant, absent deity, but wanted to instruct and guide his creatures so they must come near to him. But instead of approaching God in a spirit of prideful self-sufficiency, they must bow before him like a lowly slave. Touch your head to the earth, God commanded, a posture that would be repugnant to the haughty Quraysh. From the very beginning, Muhammad's religion was diametrically opposed to some of the essential principles of the old tribal ideal. When Muhammad came to himself, he was so horrified to think that after all his spiritual striving, he had simply been visited by a jinni, that he no longer wanted to live. In despair, he fled from the cave and started to climb to the summit of the mountain to fling himself to his death. But there he had another vision. He saw a mighty being that filled the horizon and stood gazing at him, moving neither forward nor backward. He tried to turn away, but, he said afterwards, towards whatever region of the sky I looked, I saw him as before. It was the spirit of revelation, which Muhammad would later call Gabriel. But this was no pretty, naturalistic angel, but a transcendent presence that defied ordinary human and spatial categories.